ॐ नमो भगवते वासुदेवाय. रीडिंग फ्रॉम श्रीमद् भागवतम कैंटो 7 चैप्टर 8 चैप्टर एंटाइटल्ड द लॉर्ड स्लेज द किंग ऑफ द डीमंस. टेक्स्ट नंबर 18. ससत्वमेनं परितो विपश्यन् स्तंभस्य मध्यातनु निर्जिहानम् नायं मृगो नापि नरो विचित्रम् अहो किमेतन्मृगेन्द्ररूपम्. द लायन. Translation and purport by His Divine Grace E.C. Bhaktivedanta Swami Prabhupada. While Hiranyakashipu looked all around to find the source of the sound, that wonderful form of the Lord which could not be ascertained to be either a man or a lion emerged from the pillar. In amazement, Hiranyakashipu wondered, what is this creature that is half man and half lion? Purport. A demon cannot calculate the unlimited potency of the Supreme Lord. As stated in the Vedas, Parasya Shaktir Vividhaiva Shruyate Swabhaviki Jnana Balak Kriyacha. The different potencies of the Lord are always working as an automatic exhibition of His knowledge. For a demon, it is certainly wonderful that the form of a lion and the form of a man can be united. Since a demon has no experience of the inconceivable power of which the Supreme Lord is called all-powerful, demons cannot understand the omnipotence of the Lord. They simply compare the Lord to one of them. Avajananti mam mudha manushim tanum ashritam. Mudhas, rascals, think that Krishna is an ordinary human being who appears for the benefit of other human beings. Param bhavam ajanantaha, fools, rascals, and demons cannot realize the supreme potency of the Lord. But He can do anything and everything. Indeed, He can do whatever He likes. When Hiranyakashipu received benedictions from Lord Brahma, he thought that he was safe since he received the benediction that he would not be killed either by an animal or by a human being. He never thought that an animal and a human being would be combined so that the demons like him would be puzzled by such a form. This is the meaning of the Supreme Personality of Godhead's omnipotence. Oh, this is the most important verse in the life of Hiranyakashipu. There are so many verses. So how this is most important verse, that you will see today. Actually, this is the most important verse, but the speaker is not most important. So please bear with me. Whatever little intelligence I have, I will tell something for my own purification. So one time there was a ship, and it was sailing in the ocean. And in the cabin, the captain was there. And he was just decoding all the signals so that the sailing can be perfect in the prerequisite direction. But somehow what happens, his decoder machine, it is not working properly. So at particular spot, he got some signal. But because the decoder is not working properly, he could not decode the message. So because of that, what happens? So he left the original path and he has to go to some other path, and his journey is completely prolonged. The same situation is happening here in the life of Hiranyakashipu. He is seeing the Supreme Personality of Godhead in a coded form, half lion and a half man. So he could not understand who is this the person, and his brain, that is his decoder, it is also not working properly. So because of that, he has to prolong his life in this material world for next three births. So how and why, that we will see today. So because of that, this is the most important and most influencing verse in the life of Hiranyakashipu. There are the positive influence and also there is a negative influence. The positive influence, that he has a positive chance that he is seeing the Supreme Personality of Godhead, which is Sudurlabha. There are so many devotees, so many transcendentalists, so many sadhakas. They are working so hard just to get the darshan of the Supreme Personality of Godhead. But here the Supreme Personality of Godhead is himself in front of this king of the demons, that is Hiranyakashipu. So this is influencing, it could have influenced him positively, but he could not understand he is the Supreme Personality of Godhead. So because of that, now he has to go through the negative influences of this one, so that is, he has to take more births. And Prabhupada explains that there are three types of people. One is the fortunate person who he comes to the devotional service, he understands the form of the Lord, and he can become a Bhagyavan Jeev. And the second person is, he is an unfortunate person. In his life, he could not get a chance to understand about the spiritual life or the Supreme Personality of Godhead. And the third category is the most unfortunate. That is like the life of Hiranyakashipu. That he got the chance to see the Supreme Personality of Godhead, but he missed it. So there is a saying in English that the first impression is the last impression. But in the life of this Hiranyakashipu, it lasts for a long time. Not to the next life, but to the next life. And the same thing is explained in Bhagavad Gita. That is, yamyam vapi smaran bhavam, tejantante kalevaram, tam tame vaiti kaunteya, sada tad bhava bhavita. The most important word here is sada tad bhava bhavita. Because he has this first impression. So sada, that is always, he is getting that the same impression because he is a demon and he carries this one to his next life and his further life also. And because of this, he become a most unfortunate person. And the unfortunate, it is called in the Sanskrit as Durdaiva. Why it is Durdaiva? Because he is seeing the Daiva, that is the Supreme Personality of Godhead, but he is seeing the Daiva as Dur, that is the very bad personality. So because he is seeing the Daiva as the Dur, so he himself is becoming Durdaiva. And in the Srimad Bhagavatam, it is explained that regarding the incarnations, there are as the countless waves in the ocean, so similarly there are so many incarnations of the Supreme Personality of Godhead. And in the Srimad Bhagavatam, all these incarnations are divided into six divisions. That is the Purusha Avatars, that is Kshirodakshaya Vishnu, Karanodakshaya Vishnu, and Garbhodakshaya Vishnu. Then Guna Avatar, the three Gunas are there, then Brahma, Vishnu, Maheshwar. And then the Manvantara Avatar, there are different Manus, and in each Manu, the Lord takes the incarnation. And then there are Shaktyavesha Avatar, the Lord empowers some ordinary living entity. And then there are Yuga Avatars, there are four Yugas, the Lord takes the Yuga Avatar also. And lastly, there are Leela Avatars. And in our Bhagavatam, the first canto, there are around 25 different incarnations. Shukadeva Goswami explained about in the first canto of Srimad Bhagavatam. But out of these all Leela Avatars, there are three very important forms of the Lord. They are called as Paravasta forms. And these Paravasta forms, they are those forms which can exhibit all the, which can manifest all the six qualities of the Supreme Personality of Godhead. So which are these Paravasta forms? The first one is Lord Narasingadev. And the second is Lord Sri Ramachandra. And third is none other than the Supreme Personality of Godhead, Lord Krishna. So in the Vishnu Puran, in the fourth part of the Vishnu Puran, in the 15th chapter, there is a dialogue between Maitreya Muni and Parashara Muni. The very first two verses of this 15th chapter of this Vishnu Puran, there Maitreya Muni asked one question to Parashara Muni. He asked, the soul which is taking the bodies of Hiranyakashipu and Ravana, on being killed by the Vishnu, he is offered only the enjoyment, which is even unattainable, even by the devatas. But however, they not attain the liberation being killed by even the Supreme Personality of Godhead Vishnu. But then why that the same soul when born as the Shishupal, he get liberation in the eternal Lord's body? So this was the question asked by Maitreya Muni to Parashara Muni. So then the doubt arises that there are these three Paravasta forms, that is Narsingha, Rama and Vaman. Is there any gradation between them? According to Brahma Samhita, it is explained that the Krishna is the original lamp and he will lit the other two also. The same type of doubt is come in the mind of the Maitreya, and now he is putting forward this question to Parashara Muni. So now Parashara Muni is going to explain in detail about this question. And first he tells about the episode of this Hiranyakashipu. And he tells that in order to kill this king of the demons, the Lord took the form of Narsingha Bhagavan. And what is the mood of the Narsingha Bhagavan? He explained, he is in a very anger mood. He broke the agitated clouds by his glance. And by his glance also, his glance is so effulgent that all the planets become dull or they are less illuminated. And even the elephants of the directions, they are cried in fear. And the foot pressure of the Lord Narsingha Bhagavan, because of that, the earth moved from its orbit. So this was the situation when Lord Narsingha Bhagavan appeared. And it is explained in the Shastras that this Narsingha Bhagavan appeared in the Chakshusha Manvantara just before the Samudra Manthan. So Hiranyakashipu, because he is a demon, he did not think that this was the Vishnu. But he rather think that he was a very special living entity caused by the past pious activities. This living entity, he was getting this superior form or some amazing form just because of he committed some pious activities in his past life. So because of that, he is in a very amazement condition here, the Hiranyakashipu. So now the Lord has appeared in front of him as a half lion and half man. So the main question is, why Hiranyakashipu is not liberated even on seeing the Supreme Personality of Godhead, Vishnu? So it is explained that Vishnu attracts the mind of the meditator with the beauty of his four things, that is his Nama, his Rupa, his Guna and his Leela. But because the Hiranyakashipu, he did not recognize the Vishnu as the Supreme Personality of Godhead, so because of that Vishnu has got all the different shaktis. But he could not attract the Akarshana Shakti of the Supreme Personality of Godhead because he could not absorb in the meditation like this Nama, Rupa, Guna, Leela of the Supreme Personality of Godhead. So this Akarshana Shakti is very important to get the liberation. As the very world tells, Akarshana. Karshana means pulling, that it helps the living entity to pull out from this material world. Until and unless this Akarshana Shakti of the Supreme Personality of Godhead is not evolved, then there is no chance of the living entity to get any liberation. But somehow in the case of this Hiranyakashipu, he could not absorb so much so that he can attract the Supreme Personality of Godhead's Akarshana Shakti. Actually, all the Shaktis are there in the Supreme Personality of Godhead. So it is that the person who is seeing, he has to evolve that one. It is something like, you can see the example of the radio. In the radio, there are so many frequencies, but you cannot get all the frequencies. The listener has to tune to a particular frequency. Until and unless he tuned to the particular frequency, he is not going to get that particular frequency. But you cannot tell that those frequencies are not available in the radio. So that is the problem of the listener. So similarly, this is the problem of Hiranyakashipu, but not the problem of Supreme Personality of Godhead. And regarding this Akarshana Shakti, we can also see in the material world. The very normal example of this magnet. Around the magnet, there are all this magnetic field, all the Akarshana Shakti. But if you bring any anti-magnetic material, like none other than the iron material, it don't have any that quality that which can attract to this magnet. The similar case is there. So there is no quality, such quality, the required quality is there in the Hiranyakashipu, so that he can get attracted to the Akarshana Shakti of the Supreme Personality of Godhead. One more example can be given, that suppose there is some person, he wanted to see some TV program and he just switch on the television. He is seeing some program, but he is not understanding what is going on in the that program. Why? Because that program is in Chinese language and he cannot understand the Chinese language. So because of that, he will become very bewildered. But if the same program, it is also telecasted in the China, and that may be the supreme most program and the very most popular program in the China, then what will happen? All the Chinese are relishing that. The same situation is here. The Supreme Personality of Godhead is here, but for Hiranyakashipu, he is like a Chinese language. But for the Prahlad Maharaj and all the devotees, they know that language and they are relishing the appearance of the Supreme Personality of Godhead. So the conclusion is, because there is some abhava in the particular bhava of the Hiranyakashipu. Why? Because that is his swabhava. He is an asura, that he is a demon. And because of that prabhava, what happens? He becomes punarbhava. That means he becomes, he has to take birth again. So in the Vedanta Stutra, 3.353, it is explained that one gets a greater wealth than that of the swarga by just seeing and being killed by the Lord while not being aware that he is the Supreme Personality of Godhead. The same situation is applied here to the Hiranyakashipu, that he is seeing the Supreme Personality of Godhead and he is killed by the Supreme Personality of Godhead, but somehow he could not evolve that Akarshana Shakti and he could not get the liberation. So because of that, now he is going to the next birth, that is as a Dashanan, that is the Ravan. So now let us see what happens in the episode of Ravan. So when he born as a Ravan, he was very powerful demon and he got all the wealth and he was living the life really like a king size. And when he saw the Ram, he again could not recognize him as the Supreme Personality of Godhead. And because there are two reasons why he could not evolve this, the Akarshana Shakti of the Supreme Personality of Godhead. When he wanted to get the benediction from Brahmaji, so that time also he got the benediction that he could not be killed by so many other living entities, but he could not count Manushyas, the human beings, as the powerful people. So similarly, when he saw the Supreme Personality of Godhead, Rama, in the human form, he could not understand that he is the Supreme Personality of Godhead. So that is the one reason, that because he could not understand the Supreme Personality of Godhead as the Sri Ramachandra, so because of that he could not get the benefit of the Akarshana Shakti of the Supreme Personality of Godhead. And the second reason is, he also thought the mother Sita as the very attractive young girl because of his lusty consciousness, and he could not understand that she is the Lakshmi, that is the goddess of fortune. That brings him the misfortunate condition, because he mistaken about the misfortune, that is the Lakshmi Devi. Because of that, his life becomes very misfortune. And again, coming to the example of this magnet, this magnetic field. Now this time, if you see, the magnet is there, again the iron is there, but there may be some other obstacle also, which hinders the attraction between the magnet and the iron. Now this time there are some rust particles on the iron piece. So because of these rust particles, they are making some obstacle in the union of this magnet and the iron. As there are rust particles, they are making the hindrance. So similarly, there are lust particles in the mind of Ravana. So because of that, he could not get the attraction, that is the Akarshana Shakti. And again, coming to the example of this TV, the person who is seeing the TV. Here, the second attempt, he wanted to see some particular program. He again on this television. But this time, he got that particular channel, but he could not see that program nicely. Why? Because it is superimposed by some other channels also. So because of that, the vision was not much clear. The same thing is happening here in the episode of Ravana. He had got the knowledge that the Rama is the supreme personality of Godhead by so many people. Even his wife Mandodari, she also tells that this personality is the supreme personality of Godhead and you should surrender to him. He has got that knowledge, but that was in a very shaded form. Knowledge was not very prominent. Why? Because these lusty desires are very prominent and they have overtaken on this factor. So because of that, again, he could not absorb himself in the Nama, Rupa, Guna or Leela of the Supreme Personality of Godhead. So because of that, even he is killed by the Supreme Personality of Godhead, Sri Ramachandra, so again he has to get another birth. So in the Smriti Shastra it is explained, if one sees the Lord as a human and one gains the heavenly planets, but if one sees him as the Lord, he attains the liberation. Because he is seeing the Ramachandra as the only mere human being, so because of that, now he has to take again one more birth as Shishupal in the house of Dama Ghosh. But he got this opportunity that now he is some more a distant relative of the Supreme Personality of Godhead, Shri Krishna. So from the childhood only, he started always thinking about the Lord, and he is always meditating on the form of the Lord, that he is doing the two things, that is the Rupa Dhyan and the Namasmaran of the Supreme Personality of Godhead. That chance is given to Shishupal because he was killed in his previous lives by the Supreme Personality of Godhead. But still, many things has to go. When he was a child, he always has to think about the Rupa, that is the form of the Supreme Personality of Godhead, his helmet, and his Pitambara Vastra, and his all the ornaments, and so many things. And he used to hear about the different pastimes of the Supreme Personality of Godhead, what the Krishna was doing, so many pastimes. And you see that according to his pastimes, Krishna is getting the different names, and he used to call them. Like example, say, one of the name of the Supreme Personality of Godhead is Adokshaja. Adokshaja means the Ja means the person who is born of. And Adhi means under or below. And Aksha means the axle. So this name of Adokshaja, it represents to the Shakata Bhanjan Leela, where the Shaktasur was there and the baby Krishna was put under the axle of that cart. And when the Krishna, who is just an infant, when he kicked that, so that time the cart was completely broken. So everyone of the Brajavasis, they thought that Krishna is dead. But when they came and they saw, the Krishna was not dead, but he was alive. So that time they thought that he has got the second birth under the axle of that cart. So because of that, Krishna is also called as Adokshaja. And one more meaning, one more name of the Supreme Personality of God is Upendra. Upendra has two words. One is Upari plus Indra. Upari means Upar, who is greater than the Indra. He is called as Upendra. So similarly, there are so many different names of the Lord, and the Shishupal used to remember about the different names of the Supreme Personality of Godhead. So because he is continuously meditating on the Rupa and always chanting the names of the Lord, so slowly he is getting purified. But there is one problem. So to explain this problem, again we will come to this example of TV. Now this time, this person, he again on this TV, the television channel. But this time he got the right channel and very perfect image, and he was seeing. But he was seeing with his eyes, his senses, but his mind was already frustrated because of the two attempts. In the first attempt, he was landed up with the Chinese program, and in the second, he was not getting the clear picture. So because of that, he was totally frustrated. Although he is seeing the program, he could not absorb or he cannot relish The same thing is happening here in the case of Shishupal. Although he is doing the Rupa Dhyan, although he is doing the Namasmaran of the Supreme Personality of Godhead, but because he has got that enmity in his heart of the two previous lives, so because of that he could not get the complete advantage of the Supreme Personality of Godhead. Otherwise he could have got the ultimate stage of Prema Bhakti, but he only get this liberation from the Sayujya Mukti from the Supreme Personality of Godhead. So it is explained that he got the Bhagavat Antam. According to the Haimukosha dictionary, the Antam means one who got the Swarupa or one who comes near. That means he got the nearness in the Sayujya Mukti to the Supreme Personality of Godhead. So after explaining all these three things, then the Parashar Muni is explaining that although this Narasimha Bhagavan and the Ram, they are also the Paravasta forms, but they could not give an opportunity of liberation to this soul which appeared as the Hiranyakashipu and so on. Therefore, in the Srimad Bhagavatam also, Shukadeva Goswami gives a very most qualified statement, that is, Krishnastu Bhagavan Swayam. That means he is the Swayam Rupa Krishna. Then regarding the Rama and Narasimha, in the Swayambhu Agama it is explained that the Rama and Narasimha, they are worshipped as the Avarna deities or the covered deities of the Supreme Personality of Godhead Krishna. As the Vaidhurya Mani is there and it shows the different forms, so similarly Supreme Personality of Godhead also showing the different forms. Therefore Narad Muni in the 7th canto, he explained that Tasmad Kenapi Upayena Mana Krishna Niveshayet. That is, somehow or other, one must consider the form of the Krishna very seriously and go back home, back to Godhead. But if you are doing favorably, then it is the very good thing. And even in Padma Purana, it is explained that the Lord is seen by the devotion and is never seen without the devotion. And he cannot be seen by the anger or the hatred. And if you are seeing with the hatred, then what will happen? It will explain in the Bhagavad Gita. That is the 16th chapter, verse number 19 and 20. Tanaham dushata kruran, samsareshu naradhaman, kshipami ajasram ashubhan, asurushva eva yonishu, asurum yoni mapanna, mudha janmani janmani, mam aprapyeva kaunteya, tato yanti adhamam gatim. I cast those hateful, cruel, lowest of humans, constantly doing the evil deeds into the repeated birth and death in the wombs of the demons. Taking birth as the demons, birth after birth, these fools, not being killed by my hand, then go to the lowest status of life. So this is the conclusion of this episode. And Parashar Muni thus establishes that Krishna is the Supreme Personality of Godhead and the other incarnations are his different forms. And one time there was a cricket match was going on, and there was a famous bowler, and he started bowling, and the first ball he bowled, and he took the first wicket, the first batsman was out, and then the second ball he gave to the second person, he is also out, and then the third batsman also came, and he also got the hat-trick, the third wicket also, but the fourth batsman came, and when he bowled the fourth ball, it was a sixer. And then the fifth ball, again it was a sixer. And again, when the last ball came, again it was a sixer. At the end of the over, this person, the bowler who got the hat-trick, he was in a bewilderment stage. But the batsman, he was not in a bewilderment stage. He was in a very sporting spirit. The same thing is happening here in Hiranyakashipu and Narasimha Bhagavan. Before appearance of this fourth batsman, or here the Narasimha Bhagavan, he was a king. He got the hat-trick, this Hiranyakashipu. He was controlling all the things like anything. So, but when Narasimha Bhagavan came, so that time he was in a condition of pramada. That is, he is in the mistaking condition. But for the part of the Supreme Personality of Godhead, he is not in the stage of pramada. He is in the stage of pramoda, that he is enjoying. He wanted to enjoy the sporting spirit with this Hiranyakashipu. That was the main reason, one of the, because of that, the Narsingh Bhagwan appeared in this material world. When the Jai Vijay, they were there, so when they were cursed, so that time actually the Supreme Personality of God had wanted this weariness. So Srila Prabhupada explains in the teachings of Queen Kunti that previous times there are kings. They also used to want to wrestle with somebody. But because he is a king, he cannot go to any ordinary person and he can wrestle. So because of that, they used to keep and they used to maintain some wrestlers. And they used to fight with those people in the wrestling match. And they used to get the enjoyment. So similarly, if the Supreme Personality of Godhead, he wanted to experience this weariness, so he cannot come here and fight with some ordinary living entity. So for that, he has to send his associates. So because of that, they came. So now this is the situation. The verse is explaining that now the Narsingh Bhagwan is in a very sporting spirit. He wanted to now experience this weariness. And one more thing, that in every kalpa, the Supreme Personality of Godhead, he appears as the kalpa avatar. But in every kalpa, you cannot expect that all his associates has to fall down in the every kalpa. That doesn't happen. The acharyas explain that in the other kalpas, so the Narsingh Bhagwan, he will fight with the real demons. So this episode is the very special episode, this kalpa, where the Shukadeva Goswami is narrating in this Srimad Bhagavatam, that the very associates of the Supreme Personality of God at Jai Vijay, they come down, and Narsingh Bhagwan is fighting here. And even when the curse was given by these four Kumaras to the Jai and Vijay, so that time Lord Narayan came over there and he told them that I can nullify this curse, but I wanted that it has to happen. So because of that, now you have to go to this material world. And even the acharyas explained that in the Jai and Vijay, when they heard from the bards in the Vaikuntha that so much of stuti they are making about the Supreme Personality of Godhead, in the stuti they used to tell about this weariness or the regarding the prowess of the Supreme Personality of Godhead. So that time, by hearing that, they evoked that desire in the Jai and Vijay, that they wanted to see what is this prowess of the Supreme Personality of Godhead. So the Supreme Personality of Godhead, he knows the inner desire of Jai and Vijay. So because of that, just to fulfill the desire of his associates, he wanted to do this pastime here. And we have seen that here the Hiranyakashipu, he is the demon. It is natural that the demon, they cannot understand about the Supreme Personality of Godhead and his leelas. Not only the demons, even the devatas, they also get bewildered by the activities of the Supreme Personality of Godhead. Therefore, in the Srimad Bhagavatam, it is explained, Muhyanti Yat Surayaha, that even the demigods also get bewildered. So the Sridhar Swami explained in Bhavartha Deepika, I offer the respects to the Lord who gives joy to the heart of Prahlad. He destroys the ignorance in the devotee, who is effulgent like the autumn moon and have a lion head. I worship Narsingha, in whose mouth resides all the eloquence, on whose chest Lakshmiji and the heart the knowledge resides. And he is the Stambha Putra, and astonished even the Brahma when he began to roar loudly. It is the same thing which in the verse number 15 we have seen that day. Ruini Priya Prabhu gave a very nice class regarding this fear because of the roar, that even the Brahmaji, he also got bewildered. So because of this Narsingh Bhagwan, even the demigods are also get bewildered. So suppose there was one automobile engineer. The business of the automobile engineer is to produce different models. So one time he produced one model and he was very fascinated by it. So he purchased that model for himself and he used to drive that every day. Because he is the designer of that model car, so he knows everything, how the parts are working. If some sound is coming, he knows how that sound is coming. But one morning when he started his car, he was getting a different kind of sound. So he was totally bewildered. He cannot understand what is this sound coming from. The same thing is happening to Brahmaji also. He is the creator. Rather, he is the secondary creator. And he is creating all the 84 lakh species. And he knows every part and what are the sounds these all creatures are making. But when he heard this roar of the Supreme Personality of Godhead, the half lion and half man, and he was not created by the Brahmaji. So the sound of this personality, he also cannot understand, and he is also totally bewildered. The same bewilderment also appears in the Krishna Leela also. Even the Indra, he considered the Krishna in his childhood pastimes as Balisha and Vachala, that he is like a talkative child. So because of that, he pours so much rain, and there was a Govardhan Leela. And later, this Brahmaji, he also got bewildered by the activities of the Supreme Personality of Godhead. And there was a Brahma Vimana Leela, and he kidnapped all the cowherd boys. So later that, Brahmaji came to the Supreme Personality of Godhead, and he was apologizing, and he was asking to the Supreme Personality of Godhead. He asked that, see, myself, the Brahmaji and the Indra, both are the demigods, and both have offended you like anything. But you have forgiven this Indra, but you are not forgiving me, the Brahmaji. Why? So that time Krishna told that, actually both of you have done some aparadhas, but what is the effect of that aparadha, that is very important. So because of the aparadha of this Indra, what happened? All the Brajavasis came together, and Krishna, who is the Akhila Rasamruta Murti, he is releasing all his rasas. It has given the chance for the Krishna that he can reciprocate in all the rasas with all the Brijavasis. So even the Indra did the aparad, but he was giving a joy to the Supreme Personality of Godhead because of that. But what you have did, he is telling to Brahmaji, that you taken away all my cowherd friends who are acting, and they are giving me such rasa in the Sakya rasa, but you have taken all of them. So because of that, your aparad is very higher than the Indra, so because of that I am not going to forgive you. So even if you see the demigods, they also become very much bewildered. And sometimes the people say that the devotees, they know about the Supreme Personality of Godhead. So because of that, they cannot be bewildered. But the demons, they cannot understand about the Supreme Personality of Godhead. So that is the partiality of the Supreme Personality of Godhead, that he only reveals to the devotees, but he cannot reveal to the demons. But in one sense here, if you see, the Prahlad also knew that the Lord is going to appear as the Narsingh Bhagavan. It is explained in the Hari Bhakti Sudodai that Hiranyakashipu, he wanted to kill Prahlad, and he ordered to his demons. So, and they tried their level best to kill the Prahlad Maharaj, but they could not kill him. Then Hiranyakashipu, he called all the Brahmins, and he told his Brahmins that you have to kill the Prahlad. But they told that we cannot do this, but he told that if you are not doing, then I am going to kill them. So because they just wanted to save themselves, so they told Hiranyakashipu that they are going to kill Prahlad. Ultimately, they came to Prahlad and they told that such and such thing is going to happen. So that time Prahlad Maharaj told that, and he explained about all the dharma of the Brahmanas, that he should not do all such things which are against the religious principles. But somehow these people, they wanted to save their lives, so they, because by their Brahminical power, they created a fiery demon like Krutya, that the same which happens in the episode of Durvasamani and Amrish. And this Krutya was told to attack on the Prahlad Maharaj. But somehow, because the Prahlad Maharaj also got this supernatural power, so this Krutya cannot do anything, and he started now acting against these Brahmanas only. They started attacking all these Brahmanas. So that time they came and they hold the lotus feet of Prahlad Maharaj. And that time Prahlad Maharaj meditated on the Supreme Personality of Godhead, and ultimately this Kritya was vanished. So when this news came to the Hiranyakashipu, he understood that even the demons and these Brahmins, they could not do anything. But still, because he is a demon, he could not understand, he has to surrender to the Supreme Personality of Godhead. Again, he told his demons that now he have to do something. So that time what they do, that they went to in the night when Prahlad Maharaj was sleeping. But actually the Acharyas explained that he was not sleeping. He was just meditating on the Supreme Personality of Godhead, and he was in the very Dhyana Mudra. So that time they tied with him, the Prahlad Maharaj, with the Nagapash, and took his body on the cliff, and he just threw Prahlad Maharaj into the ocean. And when the body of the Prahlad was just touched this ocean, so the ocean feels like one more ocean is entering into that ocean. So what is that ocean? That is the Bhakti Rasamrita Sindhu, which was flowing in the Prahlad Maharaj. So the waves are agitated like anything. Then the body of Prahlad was just going inside. So that time so many aquatics, they wanted to attack. But because the body of the Prahlad Maharaj was so effulgent, they could not harm him anything. So ultimately he was just traveling down. So that time it was the will of the Supreme Personality of Godhead that he, the Varunadev, the Samudra Raj, he came and he made such a situation that the Prahlad Maharaj body could float, and ultimately he came on the shore of that ocean. So that time Prahlad Maharaj could come out of his, come into the external consciousness, and that time Varunadev explained what happened to him. So that time when he saw Varunadev, he was very grateful to the Varunadev, and even he started glorifying the Varunadev. He was, Prahlad Maharaj was telling to Varunadev that you are so fortunate person, because in your ocean, that is the Kshirodaka ocean, the Supreme Personality of Godhead is always residing, and you have the most fortunate of getting the darshan of the Supreme Personality of Godhead all the time. But I am so unfortunate person. In my life, I never got the darshan of the Supreme Personality of Godhead. So just thinking like that, he sat on the bank of the ocean and he started meditating on the Supreme Personality of Godhead so that he can also get the darshan of the Supreme Personality of Godhead. So that time, the Supreme Personality of Godhead, just to fulfill the desire of Prahlad Maharaj, he appeared before him in the four-handed form. And that time when the Prahlad Maharaj saw the form of the Supreme Personality of Godhead, he just started crying, and he washed the lotus feet of the Supreme Personality of Godhead by his tears. So that time the Lord told to the Prahlad Maharaj, in a day or two, I am going to appear as the Narsingh Bhagavan, because now I am not going to forgive your demon father Hiranyakashipu, because he is doing so much atrocities on you. So in one sense, the Prahlad Maharaj knew that the Narsingh Bhagavan is going to appear. But still the Lord is impartial, he can give the knowledge, but this is the problem with the person who is going to get the knowledge. So in the teachings of Lord Chaitanya, Srila Prabhupada explains this factor by giving the example of the sun and the sun rays. The sun is impartial to distribute all his sun rays to all the living entities. But if even Prabhupada explained that even there are some normal stones, when they get this sun rays, they become very valuable jewels. They are called as Suryakanta Manis. But there are some people who are the blind person. Even if you take the blind person to the Surya Loka and just keep him in front of the Surya Dev and tell him that here is the sun god, he cannot understand who is that. But still, even if this person is a blind, he cannot experience, but still the sun is so merciful, because he is in the presence of the sun rays will give all the benefits to this personality. So similarly, if the person who is blind and he cannot understand what is the nature of the Supreme Personality of Godhead, but still the Supreme Personality of Lord Godhead, this Krupa Shakti is going to act on that personality. Because Lord is so magnanimous, because of this, the Lord is not partial, but he is impartial to all the people. So these are some of the thoughts. We will stop here. Srila Prabhupada ki, Granth Raj Srimad Bhagavatam ki.